Turn over to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. We're answering the questions. Where does sickness come from? Where does it originate, and does it have a purpose? Its purpose is to kill you. And Jesus said, I came to give you life, not death. Luke 13:10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Now, was this the Holy Spirit, you suppose? No. She had a spirit of infirmity. She was oppressed of the devil. 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, you remember he was moved with compassion when he saw the sick. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Spoke to her. And he laid his hands on her, but she was already loosed. He laid his hand on her, and immediately she made straight and glorified God. People always say, well, this sickness is to glorify God. Never one time did anybody in the Bible, or it's not insane, thank God for sickness. Anybody with a sound mind doesn't thank God for sickness. They thank God for healing. This woman glorified God. She had been bent over in that condition 18 years. I would say she was hopeless, wouldn't you? And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. You would think he might glorify God, wouldn't you? You'd think this poor woman who's been part of his group, part of his congregation for 18 years, you'd think that he was happy that she got healed. But he answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. You see, that was against their tradition. Healing was against their tradition. And he said to the crowd, this ruler of the synagogue said, there are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine? And the Lord then answered to him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, that means healing was her right, even under the old covenant. Amen? And now under the new covenant, healing's for everybody. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound? He didn't say this poor, unfortunate woman who had this accident, who had this sickness. She was bound by a spirit from Satan. He said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound? Well, how did he know it wasn't God? Because he has a sound mind. He said, ought not this woman who Satan has bound these 18 years, ought not she be loosed or set free from this bond on the Sabbath day? In the book of Genesis, we see that God said, let there be light, let there be this. And every time he said it, it happened. And he said, and God saw that it was good. It was good. 6 times he said he saw that it was good, and then he summed it all up. It was very good. Wasn't any sickness. God did not create sickness. Sickness came from Satan and the fall of man when everything got messed up. Jesus went about healing because God was with him. It's still God's will. God's with us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's still God's will. Notice this scripture. If you'll serve me, I'll bless your food and drink and remove sickness from your midst. Now that was under the old covenant. We have a better covenant. Why would God have removed that promise? He didn't. Men did. Men removed it. When the Bible says, don't remove my word. Don't add to it, and don't take away. John 14:9, Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Philip said, show us the Father. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? He said, Philip, you've seen the work of God. John 6:38, for I've come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So healing has to be the will of God, and God doesn't change. He said, I came down not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Well, today you've all heard it said, yes, but it's not God's will to heal today. Well, that's nonsense. That's garbage. That's baloney. That's gibberish. That's babble. And we ought to call it what it is. We have to stand up for the word of God. What did it say in Jude? We have to contend for the faith that was delivered once for all. It includes healing. Turn over to John 14:10. If you're there in the book of John, turn over there. This is an important scripture. John 14:10. He said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Now, do you notice he changes from words to works? He said, the words, or the rhema, the spoken word that I speak not from myself. The words that I speak not from myself. When you speak the word of God, you're not speaking from yourself. The word of God is God speaking to you. Today, when you speak the word of God, you're not speaking from the traditions of men. You're not speaking what you've heard men say. You're speaking not of yourself. He said, the words that I speak to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who dwells in me. Does God dwell in you? Yes, he does. He does the works. So notice God works through what? Words. Words and works. The deeds. That word's translated deeds. Jesus said, I don't do it. I speak the word and God does the works. If he didn't speak the word, you remember we looked at this over and over again. They came to hear and be healed. Healing comes from hearing. The reason people aren't healed today is because they've heard untruths. They've heard that God doesn't heal. One reason why people get healed overseas more than America, they haven't heard nonsense. Years ago, we had a missionary evangelist came by, and I had met him at a friend's house in Tulsa. We were there for a meeting, and this evangelist invited people over to his house afterwards, and I went, and this missionary evangelist from South Africa was there. He was a little upset that whoever had set up his meetings, you know, they come back to America to raise money and speak and itinerate. He was a little upset that his first meeting they scheduled for him was in Florida and the next meeting was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And apparently they didn't know there was somewhere in between. And he wasn't very happy. And I heard him complaining. His name was Ed Elliott. So I went up to him and I said, you know, if you're driving from Florida to Sioux Falls, you got to go through Des Moines. I said, why don't you stop in Des Moines? So he said that he would. And he preached, but he also showed a little video that he had. And I was shocked. He was preaching in an outdoor stage to, you know, maybe 10,000 people. You know, it's not hard to draw a crowd in those places. And he was preaching. And I'd never heard such boldness. He said, if God doesn't heal you, I'm a false prophet. You come down here and burn this platform down. I thought, whoa. And I said to him, Ed, that's pretty bold preaching. And he was bold. A couple years later, we were both at a meeting and we were both sitting. The place was so full that after the choir sang, they moved the choir off and you could go up there if you had a badge and sit. So we were both sitting up there and one of the leaders fell out, you know, in the Holy Ghost. He said, grab his wallet, see if he's faking. I said, no, you grab. I said, you grab his wallet and see if he's faking. I said, you're the one they let speak at camp meeting. I said, Ed, that's pretty bold, saying if God doesn't heal you, come down here and burn this platform down. And he said, yeah. He said, there was some smart alecks there clicking their bicks, he said. But you see, they haven't heard nonsense. And overseas, they preach, when you get born again, God will heal you right now. And because they preach it, it happens. They aren't full of sitting in church for 20 years, somebody telling them God doesn't heal today.